June 2007, Section 2, Question 8. We're looking to fill in the blank here, and usually these fill in the blank are going to be conclusion. They can be some other things, but conclusion is the most common thing that you're going to see on these. And the argument, or the passage says, proponents of the electric car maintain that when the technical problems associated with its battery design are solved, such cars will be widely used. So I'm going to stop there because it's saying once we figure out the technical problems with the battery, then people will use them a lot. And because they are emission-free, will result in an abatement of the environmental degradation caused by auto emissions. So they will result in an abatement or a lessening of the environmental degradation. But unless we dam more rivers, the electricity to charge these batteries will come from nuclear coal-fired power plants. So, well, it's saying, okay, but you got to have the electricity for those coming from something. Each of these power sources produces considerable environmental damage. Thus, the electric car blank. Now, it's clear that what the author of this passage is saying is, well, even if you do fix those problems and we get a lot of people driving electric cars, that electricity has to come from somewhere, and that somewhere is not going to be environmentally sound option, so you're still going to get some bad effects. And so essentially what it's saying is, or what it's driving at, is that the electric car is not so great, and really it's the negation of the first sentence, and that it's saying it won't result in as great a thing as they think. And so that's kind of the idea. Now, when we look at this, then we go look in the answer choices and see if we can figure out which one is going to be the best. So we look at A, will have worse environmental consequences than its proponents believe. Well, maybe. It's good enough to hold on to. B, will probably remain less popular. We don't know about popularity. There's nothing there. Requires that purely technical problems be solved before it can succeed. It doesn't require that. They aren't really saying that we have to do that. Will increase the total level of emissions rather than reduce it. Now, the problem is that's even stronger than A, and we don't have evidence that it will increase it, and then will not produce a net reduction in environmental degradation. Now, here, that's similar to answer choice A. So if we look at A versus E, it will have worse environmental consequences than its proponents may believe, so it's worse than what the proponents believe, versus will not produce a net reduction in environmental degradation. And we have to look at this and say, which one does the author more agree with? And in this case, the author doesn't say that we're going up anything about the net result, just that it's saying that each of these produces considerable environmental damage, but doesn't say more damage than what the emissions does. And so therefore, A is really going to be the best answer, basically that it's not going to be the panacea for environmental problems that its proponents might suggest. And therefore, A is the best answer for this one.